Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming, and welcome to the EU House here in Sarajevo for the first press conference of the new head of the European Union delegation to Bosnia and Herzegovina and European Union Special Representative, Ambassador Peter Sorensen. My name is Andy McGuffey. I'm the new Head of Communication and Spokesperson for the Joint Office. I'm sure that you'll appreciate that, as we announced last weekend, due to diplomatic protocol, certain formalities had to be completed before the Ambassador could meet you. As you will know, the credentials have now been presented to the Presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, so we can go ahead. The Ambassador will open with his remarks and will then have time for a couple of questions. Therefore, I'm pleased to hand the floor to His Excellency Ambassador Sorensen.
Andy, thank you very much. And very welcome to all of you again here. I had today the honor to present my credentials to, as head of EU delegation and EU special representative, to the chairman of the presidency to Bosnia and Herzegovina, His Excellency Mr. Jelko Komšić. As I said in my meetings earlier today, the EU is strongly committed to the eventual goal of the EU integration of the sovereign and united Bosnia and Herzegovina. The commitment is what has driven the EU willingness to enhance and focus its presence in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The fact that we are here today presenting you with an enhanced EU presence is an underlining of this commitment. Let me from the outset underline that there is a leading role for you, the citizens, the authorities, the media, in achieving this goal. A common effort by Bosnia and Herzegovina's authorities and all other levels and the commitments of its citizens is simply essential for a real EU perspective. For the EU's part, our main aim in the years ahead is to continue and to intensify our work in partnership with all authorities and stakeholders. We, the authorities as well as the EU delegation here in Bosnia and Herzegovina, collectively have our work plan laid down in the Council conclusions from 21st March this year. I suggest to all of you that you go through those conclusions if you haven't done it already, as they are very clear in the roadmap and the plan that we will be following. In the Council conclusions, you have answers to all your questions about division and labor between the Office of the High Representative and us here. But if I are to synthesize it, it is one thing. We here, me and the team who's running the place here, are about the EU. In short term, we will focus on facilitating the authorities' effort in doing the necessary homework to get Bosnia and Herzegovina's stabilization and association agreement to enter into force. We believe that this is very important. The Council has mandated us to do so. We believe that there is a commitment amongst the authorities to do it. We are fully aware that there are some tough edges in getting there, but we will help all we can to get around them. To get the stabilization and association agreement to enter into force, it requires overall a proper implementation of the interim agreement, which already is in force, which is the part of the Stabilization and Association Agreement. And in particular, it means adopting an EU-compatible state aid law, and it means seeing credible efforts regarding the follow-up to the ruling in the so-called Sejdić-Finjić case. Fulfilling these obligations and a satisfactory track record are essential in order for Bosnia and Herzegovina's eventual application for EU membership. It is important for such application to be considered credible. We are ready to assist. We are also ready to assist with the population census at the state level. This is a crucial piece of legislation for Bosnia and Herzegovina's socio-economic development and for the country to be able to respond to questions on its accession path. We also want to help ensure the key sectors, the judiciary, administration, economy, key infrastructure, are ready for the demands, the high demands, of eventual EU membership. These sort of assistance are actually the raison d'etre for our being here and for the enhanced presence. And we do so because Bosnia and Herzegovina has something that is very precious in this regard. It has a unified position of all EU 27 member states, and that is that we believe that the Bosnia and Herzegovina citizens should have an improved quality of life. We believe we offer that with the accession process. Being a part of a single market can also deliver this, and that is why our technical assistance will focus on many of these very technical things. How are we going about to do this, or doing it? All of this will be done in partnership with Bosnia and Herzegovina's institutions. And I'm very happy that the chairman of the presidency underlined this in his speech to me, that the institutions are fully aware of their obligations in getting the EU process moved forward. The EU does not intend, and with the EU we mean the EU delegation here as well, to substitute for the proper role of the country's own leaders. I repeat that the EU integration for all EU member states, as well as prospective members as Bosnia and Herzegovina, is always a matter of the will of the people and their leaders. We believe the will is here. We are here to help bring it out in the open. The EU has now reinforced its presence in Bosnia and Herzegovina in order to further assist and help accelerate progress towards the EU and work for an improved economic and social outlook. This reorganization is a sign of the EU's commitment to Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm looking very much forward to meeting and getting down to real work with leaders and representatives at state, entity and local level. I will today and in the coming weeks begin my introductory tour to the institutions as well as the country. I hope to see you all again when I work my way through these initial diplomatic obligations. In the meantime, do not hesitate to contact Andy McGoffey and the EU communication team, particularly Zora Stanic and Jamila Milovic-Halilovic, for any questions and queries. Heartfelt, thank you very much for coming, and over to you, Andy.
Thank you. We have time for some questions now. I think the lady in the front row had her hand up first.
Slažem se, žalim se, bojim televizije. Gospodine Sorensen, dugo je sad bilo priče o tome... Namjestite slušalice ambasadoru, ne čuje. Ne kupali. Jel čujete sad? Evo, dakle, Slađan Jašarević, BN Televizija. Dosta je bilo nedoumica...
Ajde mu prevedite, molim vas, da ne ostanemo do sutra ovdje. Hvala.
Evo, dakle, dosta je bilo nedoumica oko toga šta je tačno ovdje vaša funkcija. Osim, naravno, ovoga što ste vi sad nabrojali, da pomognete u ime Evropske unije građanima i liderima Bosne i Hercegovine da idu što brže ka Evropskoj uniji. Ono što sve nas zanima jeste šta je vaša uloga kao specijalnog predstavnika Evropske unije, odnosno kakva su vaša ovlaštenja, odnosno prije svega kakve imate na raspolaganju represivne mjere, pogotovo što ste prije neki dan, tako smo bar obavješteni, tako smo pročitali, rekli da je Dayton stvar prošlosti. A ovdje, pa evo, bar pola zemlje smatra da je Dayton nešto što je najvažnije u Bosni i Hercegovini.
Thank you very much, very good question, and it gives me an opportunity to hammer to the ground something that has been circulating in the press the previous days. First of all, I would like to see the one who reported that what I've said. It's I'm coming from Denmark, it's Hans Christian Andersen, and the feather becomes the five hens, but the problem here, there wasn't any feather. I have not given any statements while I was head of delegation in Skopje, because diplomatically you can't do that. Nor have I given any statements whatsoever before coming here. This is my first one, and I have not done so because I'm coming here as an ambassador, and there is a protocol according to the Vienna conventions that you do not say anything about the country where you come to before you have handed in your credentials. That happened at 11 o'clock, so therefore this is the first thing I've said. So I have deliberately also not commented on reports of what happened in the AFET meeting in Brussels, because I thought if someone starts constructing a lie, let them suffer it. I have not said these things. What I said in the AFET was said in a closed meeting, and what I pointed out in the AFET meeting was that the role of the EUSR was exactly what I started out with, namely to bring the EU agenda back into the political discussion here. When I said in the beginning to I encourage you to read the mandate or the conclusion from the council in March, I meant it, because in there you have a very clear delineation of Labour, what we are about. There is a paragraph 3 that underlines the commitment to the EU. Then there is